President Goodluck Jonathan remains popular in many parts of the country. In 2007, the former governor of Bayelsa State ran as the vice president on the ticket of the ruling People's Democratic Party. He and presidential candidate Umaru Yar'Adua won the contest, and Jonathan took power 9 months ago after the president died. As the head of state, Jonathan has promised to end discrimination against minorities in government. He's also introduced ambitious programs to privatize the country's long-stagnant state-run energy company, and he's promised to develop the country's gas reserves. According to Reuters, he says that effort, which will help strengthen Nigeria's petrochemical and fertilizer industry, will also create up to 500,000 jobs. Abimbola Alakunle, a political analyst and columnist for The Nation newspaper in Lagos, gives his assessment of the president.
Jonathan is the first candidate in Nigeria to have the PhD and to contest the presidency. So to that extent, people at least expect that there is going to bring something new in terms of clinical appraisal of policy and clear-headed ways of doing things instead of being swayed by sentiments and emotions and passions and all that. And he doesn't have the arrogance of the others that came before him.
But Alakunle also says, in his opinion, for a PhD holder, the president seems to lack clinical appraisal of policy, leaving many to think that he lacks rigor in thinking and proper analysis and grasp of the issues. Alakunle says some are concerned that Jonathan might be swayed by emotions and passions. Emmanuel Ifer, a former news editor with the Leadership newspaper, says others, especially from Nigeria's smaller ethnic groups, feel empowered by Jonathan, who comes from a family of canoe makers from the minority Ija group in Delta State.
The worry of the vast majority of the minority, either in the south or within the middle, the north center of the country, is that with the Jonathan presidency, it gives hope for every Nigerian. No matter how minor you are within the country, it gives hope. So some are looking at, okay, if this man is from this area, if he becomes president, it helps me. It gives me hope that I or my child could also tomorrow be anything in the country.
Close behind Jonathan in opinion polls is retired General Muhammadu Buhari of the Congress for Progressive Change. Buhari briefly led Nigeria as a military ruler in the early 1980s. Ifer says many remember him for his strong stand against corruption and for his other experience on the national level.
Don't forget, he was a governor, he was a minister of petroleum, he was a head of state. He was also the chairman of the Petroleum Trust Fund, and a lot of Nigerians have seen what he was able to do with that. So a lot of Nigerians believe that he has credibility. So this is his strength. His weakness is the perceived notion that he is pro-Islam and anti-Christian.
Many say Buhari has effectively dealt with the issue. He's one of several presidential candidates who are working to attract more voters by choosing running mates from different geographical areas or with different religious backgrounds. Malam Awul Musa Rasfanjani is the executive director of the Civil Society Legislative Advocacy Center in Abuja.
One of the smartest ways that Buhari has done was to get a pastor to be his running mate. That has helped in terms of the overall politics in the country, in the sense that now the voting is not on the basis of Islam and Christianity. Before Buhari chose the pastor as his vice president, it has been a campaign, the major campaign issue for the ruling party to actually kneel down and blackmail Buhari as a religious person, you know. And by the time he picked a pastor, he actually neutralized that sentiment. And most people now are not looking at voting on the basis of Muslim Christians, no? But now they are actually looking at other variables, no?
Sometimes compared to General Buhari is anti-corruption activist Nuhu Ribadu. As the head of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, Ribadu took action against powerful governors suspected of graft and other forms of malfeasance. Dr. Jibrin Ibrahim of the Center for Democracy and Development in Abuja says although Ribadu has never run for elected office, He nevertheless remains influential as a candidate of the Action Congress Party, or ACN.
His advantage is that he is contesting for a party that has done quite well in the elections that took place. That's the ACN, where they basically routed the PDP out of the Southwest. And the assumption is he'll be able to gather the ACM votes, which cover the Southwest zone. He will therefore do relatively well. But it is clear that in terms of numbers, he wouldn't be able to get as many votes as Buhari would.
Rounding out the top four candidates is Ibrahim Shekaru, a two-term governor of Kano State of the All Nigeria People's Party, ANPP. Nigeria's leadership newspaper says many consider his tenure as one of the longest periods of peace in the state. He's also credited for improving state infrastructure, including new water treatment plants and roads. Democracy activist Jibrin Ibrahim says many viewers were impressed during televised debates between Shekaru, Buhari, and Rubadu in mid-March.
First of all, he was able to do a good critique of the inadequacies of the PDP administration. He was also quite eloquent and was able to put his arguments together in a way people found convincing. I don't think he stands much of a chance because in his own geopolitical zone, he is completely overshadowed by Muhammadu Buhari, who is much more popular and charismatic than he is.
Unless any of the candidates drop out of the race this week, the four men are expected to be on next Saturday's ballot. The winner must have a majority of the popular vote. That includes 24 of the country's 36 states, plus the federal capital territory, the city of Abuja. I'm William Eagle in Washington.